What's up, everybody? This is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. Of course, I'm here with my main man.
Kai
the man.
Right.
Dan the man and Kai the man.
Kai the kid and Dan the man.
Kai the kid. Okay. And we are starting our new kind of format where we're just answering one question. Mm-hmm. And if you've been hanging around for a while, it's going to be a little different, but yeah. It'll be easier, quicker.
Yeah, just
maybe, maybe more exciting. I'm
yeah,
not sure.
I don't know. KK and DD here.
KK and DD.
DM and
KK. Dan the man. DTM.
Dan the, and then.
And KTK. Kai the kid.
KTK and DTM. Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so today's question. Do you get, and this came from Kai, right? Mm-hmm. This came from you.
Yeah.
Do you get an RBI for a solo home run? And, we want to break this down a little bit. So this mm-hmm. is baseball that we're talking
MLB.
About. MLB, so Major League Baseball, professional.
I always think it's National League Baseball, but that
NLB.
Be, yeah, but then I'm like, with the M, I'm like, National League Baseball?
That's okay.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, that's no, really not no. And then making
I'm,
any sense.
And then I'm like, Major League
Mashed Baseball. Potato League Baseball.
Mashed
All right. So, Major League Baseball, we're talking professional here. Mm-hmm. Do you get an RBI? An RBI is what?
Runs batted in, or RBI.
RBI, right. You can call it a RBI, but run batted in. And what that means is that when you hit the ball or you make it to first base,
yeah.
somebody scores.
Yes.
And so this is a statistic mm-hmm. that's helpful because if you have a lot of RBIs, mm-hmm. that means that you're really helpful to the team.
And you hit a lot of balls.
You bring the score up a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then, but what we're talking about now is a solo home run. What that means is you hit a home run, you hit the ball, it goes out of the park.
No, into the stands. Not out of the park.
Well, it's just a saying.
Yeah.
Out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
That's a home run.
Yeah, out of the.
Okay, not like. All right.
Out of
not the in the parking lot.
No, I could hit that.
So it's a home run. You hit a home run, but nobody's on base. That would be an RBI. That would be a run batted in.
For you, technically.
So the question is then, would you yourself count as like a point that you hit yourself in?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Yes.
The simple answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. And basically, so it comes down to this.
Mm-hmm.
A run batted in can be with, it can be done with a single.
Mm-hmm.
It could be done with a double.
Or a triple.
Triple.
Or a grand slam.
Or a home run. Or a grand slam.
Wait,
that's
what do you
true.
Mean a home run?
Just one home run.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a single.
Yeah.
Like a solo.
Grand slam would be four people scored, including yourself, right?
Solo would be two people.
Solo would just be you.
You, but a double, an RBI double, that means you hit a home run, there's one person on base, and then you both
yeah,
score.
Yeah, yeah. Let's explain, well, like, let's give an example of the RBI. Mm-hmm. Did we do that?
No.
I think we missed that. Yeah. I apologize. So, for example, do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you hit the ball.
Yes.
And then what else? Like, someone's on base where?
So, let's say someone's on third base.
Okay.
And you hit the ball.
Okay.
I guess anywhere to the field. The person on third comes home, and let's say you go to first and you get out. But that would be an RBI for you.
Sure. Even if you didn't get out?
Yeah.
Or you did?
Yeah. Even if you're safe on base.
You still hit the ball.
Mm-hmm. And someone scores. That's an RBI.
That's an RBI.
Yes.
Right, a run batted in, perfect. Mm-hmm. So we said single, double, triple, home run.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also get hit by the pitch. And when you get hit by the pitch in baseball, you go to first base.
Mm-hmm.
You're awarded first base.
Let's say.
But the bases would be.
Let's say the bases are loaded, right?
Loaded, right? Someone already on first, second, and third.
Yes.
And then you're hit by the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Then that counts
as
an RBI.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not even because you didn't even bat the ball or you didn't even hit the ball. It's that you got hit by the pitch. That means you get credit for that. Because
true. So walking, does walks count? Now I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I'll write that down.
That's for next podcast.
We'll answer that in the next one. Do walks count?
Yes.
All right. But then another thing that counts is if you're reaching the base by an error, like someone in the infield or the outfield didn't catch the ball or missed it or something and should have got you out. And maybe it was the second out, and that would have been the end of the inning if it was three outs and nobody would have scored.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's an error, somebody dropped the ball, that score still counts as an RBI. Additionally, if it's a fielder's choice, and this was something FC. I explained to you, right, an FC. So if somebody gets you out at first instead of getting the person out that's going home.
Yeah, because...
You didn't get the base, you still hit the ball, and your ball resulted in someone scoring. Still an RBI.
Just like I said earlier, if you get out while you're running, as you're running to first base, let's say.
Yeah.
And the person on third runs home and they score, you get an RBI.
Same situation.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, so if we go to like the official rules, and I'm just not giving you all of it, just kind of the important part here. Mm-hmm. It says the official scorer, and that's kind of the person that's keeping score and keeping track of the statistics.
There must be like 10 people in there keeping track.
In MLB, I bet it's like a whole group of people.
Yeah, like 10 people.
Yeah.
And then there has to be a bunch of those people working around United States because they don't want to be traveling to different games.
Oh, right. And for each stadium,
yeah,
sure.
So
I thought you were going to say around the clock, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, right. No, not around the clock.
The official scorer shall credit the batter with a run batted in for every run that scores. And if we're following that definition, their score counts.
Yes.
Right. So that's pretty much it. I'm just going to tell you an interesting couple statistics.
Mm-hmm.
They're for career RBIs.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the first to fourth place. The person with the most career RBIs is Hank Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a pretty old player.
Yeah.
And I think most of these are. And his total was 2,297 RBIs.
In one season.
In one game. No. Career.
Oh, career. Okay.
In one season, that would be crazy because a season is like 140 games, and that would be nuts. That would be like 10 per game or 20 per game.
You would have to be up. You would have to get your at bat like a million times.
Yeah, and you're just hitting grand slams every time.
Yeah, every time.
Five at bats and grand slam every time.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And then consistent.
I wonder
for the whole year.
Yeah, I wonder. Thank God, no, I would not be able to do that.
What were you saying?
Like, I wonder how many, like, wait, let me try to get it again. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Gone.
All right, if it comes back, let me know.
Okay.
So that's Hank Aaron in number one. Number two is Albert Pujols, and that was 2,218.
Wow.
Number three, some of you might have heard him, Babe Ruth.
Pretty famous.
Babe Ruth. The Great Bambino, 2,214.
I didn't know that. Nickname.
Remember Sandlot, the movie that we watched?
The Great Bambino.
About the big dog.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about...
The Great Bambino.
Yeah. The Colossus of Clout.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what were those people?
They were all just saying different nicknames for Babe Ruth.
And then the blind guy that lived like a door down from Babe Ruth, right?
He played with them, I think.
Really?
That's what it was. Yeah. And then, all right, number four, I'm including number four because he is a more recent player, Alex Rodriguez.
I wonder when he was drafted.
Alex Rodriguez?
Like the timeline that he played in.
I think he recently, I want to say like within the last 5-6 years, stopped playing, like retired. So 2,086.
Still, it's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So... Do you get an RBI for a solo home run?
Yes.
High five. All right. Let us know if you have any questions. We might include them in the next or upcoming podcast. Feel free to email us at unschoolingwithkai@gmail.com.
Jinx.
Oh, no.
Dan.
Okay. I was going to say you were going to have to end this.
Oh. Well, why?
Because I wouldn't be able to talk.
Oh, yeah. But then I just said Dan.
Yeah.
That was my plan all along.
All right. Cool. All right. Let us know if you have anything. And hope you enjoyed this quick little short shorty short.
Short, short.
Episode.
Super shorty.
Super short.
Super short.
See you later, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
See you later.
Later, gator.
Later.
Yay.